Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I'm sitting here by my wood stove. It's a cold, cold night out. I want to cover this topic. I'm calling it, Come Boldly to the Throne of. I'll finish that in a minute. You know, the throne of God's an amazing thing to ponder. So important to our faith and our future, the throne of God. Acts 7:49, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? I love that. The earth is his footstool. So I got a couple questions for you, one question for you to start out this teaching. Have you ever noticed how oftentimes words in the Bible are twisted, added, taken away, whatever, and people believe it? Because of traditions of men, and they never go back and check it out like Bereans in Acts 17. Let me give you some examples. There's no three wise men in the Bible. Nope, that's made up. How about Paul did not fall off of a horse in the book of Acts? I grew up thinking that, or when I first heard of the scriptures, a pastor said Paul fell off his horse, but it's not in scripture. And Eve did not eat an apple in the book of Genesis. Nope. You see all these children's books with an apple. It's just not true. So for this teaching, I have another common one. I hear it quite often that I want to talk to you about. Many teachers will read this next verse and they drop in a word that's not there. And I need to address it. I need to call it out. Let's read that verse. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Yeah, the way this verse is twisted is I often hear people say, come boldly to the throne of God. It doesn't say that. It says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Let's look at these words to help us understand this. A throne. In the Greek, it means a seat, a chair of kings, God's power seat, or it's often describing Christ and who he is. And grace, charis is the Greek word, it's divine influence upon the heart, it's reflection in life, it's being acceptable, benefit, favor, grace, or gift. Now, we have to put these two together, the throne of grace. The grace is via Jesus Christ. He is our throne of grace. Why? Because Jesus did perfect work, lived a perfect life, became the perfect Lamb of God that we never could do. We lacked that. We ruined our perfect righteousness so that we could find grace with God through him. 1 Corinthians 1:4. And I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. So Jesus is our access to the grace. He is the throne of grace. I need to put this note in here. Because of what Jesus did for us, this does not mean we keep sinning on. Nope. Romans 6 says no. Other verses say no. If we serve sin, it's unto death, or we serve obedience to righteousness. It's very clear in the Bible. Faith and works always go together. Obeying in holiness because of what God's doing in you. James 2 talks about it. And if his spirit's in you, if you're born of him, you hate sin, you strive to leave all sin, you don't live in sin. I just wanted to throw that in there. So for this teaching, the key is, I want to key on this, we do not go directly to God's throne. Many, many people are teaching this. The New Apostolic Reformation, a lot of experience-based false Christianity. We go boldly, and that word bold means confidence and assurance, through Jesus Christ. He's our throne of grace. Let me prove that to you. Christ is the mediator of the grace that God has given to us. He's our throne. It resides with him. And he makes the way between us and God. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We don't go right to the throne of God where God is. We go through Jesus Christ, our mediator. He is our throne of grace. The word mediator there, mesites, it means go-between reconciler. What a glorious thing, huh? He's our go-between with God. He's our reconciler. He's between us and God. Again, we don't go boldly to God's throne. We have no place there. We go to the grace throne, which the Father has entrusted to who? Jesus Christ. Very, very important. Very, very fundamental. Very, very twisted and corrupted these days. Christ is on and allowed at God's throne. He's at the right hand of the Father. That's not our place. Very clear. We get the grace of God via the Spirit in Christ Jesus. We don't go directly to God's throne. We don't have that access. We go through Jesus to get the grace via the Spirit. Now, if you say to me, no, it means God's throne, it can't mean that. Because we don't go directly into Jesus' presence. Nope. Jesus said he had to go. He had to go be at the right hand of the Father. He said he would manifest himself to us via the Spirit. John 14, we know that's true. So we go in the Holy Spirit, in prayer. Jesus manifests himself to us. We don't go to his throne where he is. We don't go anywhere literally. It all happens in the Spirit. So these people that are saying that we can actually go to the throne of God boldly, they're twisting scripture. That's not what it says. Going boldly to the throne of grace is just a metaphor for us going in the Spirit through Christ to access the grace that God has given him because of his perfect work to be given to us so that we can be made righteous. And then grace gives us the power to live holy and obedient as well. Isn't that beautiful? Christ, that lone mediator of the grace. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord Jesus was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. So the grace is Jesus. We have to remember that. Now, going backwards, in the Old Testament, you never went directly to God. All right, you had a priest that represented you before God. Today, Jesus is our high priest. He does that for us. We don't go to God directly. We don't go to the throne of God. We go through our high priest, our mediator, our grace seat, Jesus Christ. Now, this is important because many people today are seeking after these face-to-face manifestations with the Father. They're claiming these experiences, seeing the Father in person, hearing his voice, feeling his touch, face-to-face meetings. But this is all deception and lies. This is not of the Father. We have access to the Father through our high priest, Jesus Christ, our grace seat, not directly to the Father at his throne. We come in Christ's name. Isn't that glorious? Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. See how it's always Christ before us, before God. Amen. Remember 1 Corinthians 11 talks about God, Christ, man, woman. There's a hierarchy to God's order and design. Let's read some more verses on our high priest and the role he has via the throne. Acts 2:30, wherefore being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his own loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. What a glorious thing. Christ is on the right hand of the Father. He's on the throne. We don't go to that throne. We get our grace through Christ via the Spirit and the Word What a glorious thing it is. Hebrews 2:17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. There's where that grace comes from. Hebrews 8:1, now of these things which have been spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens. Yeah, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. We don't go there. We don't go to the throne of God. We go to Jesus via the Spirit. He is our grace. He's our access to eternal life. He made that way for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I love this verse. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus before us, representing us unto God. What a glorious Savior. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So there you go. More proof. We don't go to the throne of God. We go to the throne of grace. That's Jesus through the Spirit and through the Word. People twist that and they give you this idea that you can somehow plead your case and go right to God and have an experience with God the Father and have some emotional experience at the throne of God. That's not what the Bible is teaching here at all. We're not there yet. One day we're going to see him face to face. Revelation 3:21. To him that overcome, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. There it is. Even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So there's a promise, but that's yet to come. That is not yet today. Revelation 22:3. And there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. So we see Christ, we see the throne of God, we see a future coming together. But today, through the Spirit and the Word, Christ is our access to grace. He's at the right hand of the Father. We go to him in the Spirit. He is our grace throne. He's the grace seat. It's where the grace comes from. Isn't that beautiful? Again, there's many seeking to go directly to God's throne. They take this wrong. They say, because of what Christ did, we can now go to the Father. We can have these emotional experiences. The Father will come and meet with us. This is all demonic, NAR, false religion. The Word never teaches this. And quite frankly, it's very, very dangerous. And I'll show you why. Thankfully, we get our grace, our redemption, our joy, our teaching, our conviction, our comfort via the Holy Spirit, sent by Christ to manifest himself to us as our high priest. So when you need grace, you need peace, you need hope, you need assurance, you run to Jesus Christ, our high priest, via the Spirit, via the Word. That's your access to grace. Don't try to get it somehow your own way, some other false teacher's way, some practice, some religious meditation, people using incantations, people using all kinds of strange things, thinking music. There's one guy out there saying his guitar is bringing revival and bringing people to God. All these false ways, don't listen to them. You try those ways, it's not going to end well for you. Let me share with you why. In Leviticus 10, God killed two men that were doing things not ordained by him. It was called strange fire. What happened? Leviticus 10:2. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. They just did a couple things that God didn't tell them to do. And God destroyed them. Don't be swept up in all the heresy, seeking the Father's face, seeking emotional experiences, warm, fuzzy feelings, electrical shocks, slain in the Spirit, people falling over, passing out. No, none of this is of God. This is false, man-made, Satan-made, deceptive religion. In fact, Jesus warned us of this in Matthew 24, verse 26, when he said, they'll say the Son of Man is here, he's there, don't believe him. You focus on what God's word says. Hebrews 4:16 says we can go boldly to the throne of grace. That is Jesus Christ, our high priest, via the Spirit and the word. We don't go directly to the throne of God. That's a lie, and that is not true. You nor I have any authority to go directly to the throne of God, but we have authority to go boldly to our Savior, who is our throne of grace. It flows through Him. I just read those verses to you. That is Christ Jesus, our glorious King, Master, Creator, Savior. All of this via the Spirit and the Word, not via mysticism, experiences, face-to-face, tingly feelings, hearing voices. No, faith is what pleases the Father. And faith is hope for what's unseen. So we believe God's Word. By faith, we hope for these things. We know the grace is available to us. We know Christ is our mediator. We need to rest in that. I hope this has been a blessing to you. These people, teachers, religious systems that twist God's word are very, very dangerous. Be a Berean. Always run to God's word. Go test everything I've told you to God's word. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. Don't be listening to men, religious systems, new revelation, new books, new conferences, new speakers, people saying they went to heaven and talked to God and came back. Don't listen to them. Trust in the eternal word of God. And it says in Hebrews 4:16, we can go boldly to the throne of grace. That is Jesus Christ. And not right to the throne of God where he's sitting, but via the Spirit and the word, he will come and manifest himself to us. I'm going to leave it right there. What a glorious Savior. We are so blessed in those promises. Amen. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sister blog. Posting every day. Edifying the saints because we love our neighbor. We love our brothers and sisters. We love God. We don't want to see you swept away in false teaching. We want to see you finding the beautiful grace of God via the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ, our high priest, and his finished perfect work, death, burial, resurrection, repentance, turning from all sin, false ways, the world, your flesh, and man-made churchianity. Be born again, be made new by the Spirit of God. It's a work he does when he sees a willing vessel, when you cry out. And holiness and obedience, right? It's that grace working in us. We partner with God in a covenant. He did his part. We're now doing our part, obeying his word, his doctrines, his instructions, and enduring in the faith till the end. That's the biblical gospel to eternal life. Not just believing, not just calling on his name. Oh no. Bearing fruit, much fruit, Jesus said in John 15. We are the branches of this vine. Let him flourish through us as we walk in holiness and obedience. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, thanks for listening in. Go out and have a glorious, grace-filled day. Don't trample the grace of Christ by living in sin. Repent and obey the gospel today. May God be praised.